This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. Cooch's Bridge Historic Site near Newark is one of the state's most storied historic locations, known for being the site of the only Revolutionary War battle in the first state. It was also home to generations of African Americans, both free and enslaved. In 2023, composer and percussionist Jonathan Whitney, himself a Newark native, was commissioned by the Friends of Cooch's Bridge Historic Site to tell those stories in music in a work called Cooch's Bridge, The African American Presence. In this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny is joined by Whitney to discuss his music.
Well, let me start by just asking about you and about your background and how you got to sort of this point in your artistic journey.
It's interesting. Everybody has their earliest childhood memory. And my earliest childhood memory is at the drums, this gold drum set that my dad's brother had just returned to him. So, you know, I've been fascinated with music for a long time. We always had an organ in the house, and I would spend hours at the organ just making up songs on it. You know, so that was the beginning of this composition journey and the drumming journey. But then you fast forward to, you know, time in Glasgow High School. You know, Glasgow High School playing in the marching band, and time at Christina Cultural Arts Center playing piano, you know, laying that foundation. I went to University of Delaware. I got in as a chemistry major and then realized that I was practicing 3 hours a day. I probably should be a music major. And then from there, you know, things just began to grow. You know, I had a love for percussion, a love for writing. It started out writing for drum lines and marching bands. And then it moved into, after grad school, writing for jazz bands. And actually that began to grow while I was at Tatnall as a band director, you know, writing for the band there. And then after I realized that that's something you can do, you know, I really began to focus on it.
I'd like to kind of focus on your work, Cooch's Bridge, The African American Presence. And I wonder if you could start by just telling me about the music. What does it sound like? What kind of inspiration did you bring into composing it?
Yeah, Cooch's Bridge, The African American Presence, the sound of it, really, when I began doing the research and I thought about the people we were talking about, I said, you know what, a jazz suite is what this needs to be. The jazz band, you know, the classical music that African Americans gave to America, that brought, you know, created in America. And so really, it lives all across that broad form called jazz. We start out on playing djembe, like the roots in Africa, when we talk about our ancestors, but then you get into Afro-Cuban music, we get into hard bop, so some serious, you know, bebop and hard bop, but there's also some funk.
We're free, we're heading all that, yeah, we're free,
and at the end, it's really a more contemporary feel, you know, as we just bring all these voices into play. So, but it lives in that jazz world of improvisation and speaking in the moment and responding to each other and conveying the emotions that are written into a piece.
It felt to me like it's kind of one of those pieces that lives in that liminal space between classical and jazz. Like I'm thinking about some of the ballet stuff that Duke Ellington wrote or some of the music that Wynton Marsalis has written. It sort of lives in that middle space.
Yeah, and I'm really inspired by those guys. There's a suite that, or oratorio that Wynton Marsalis wrote called Blood on the Fields. It's a 3-hour oratorio, won a Pulitzer. I listened to that hundreds of times during when I was in college. Just, I was so inspired by that work and the way he gave voice to all those different stories. You know, and how the music really brought the energy and the power that was already inside the story and brought it up. So, you know, so yet I can't deny it. Duke Ellington is at the core of all of us. And Wynton was really one of my gateways into this type of writing.
You mentioned this a moment ago, and I know you do a lot of research. And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about the research that you did for Cooch's Bridge, The African American Presence.
Yeah. So there's several different layers of research that I did there. I had amazing access from the Cooch family, Dick Cooch, and the family, who gave me access to their archives. You know, and their lead archivist is Wade Katz. So I had access to Wade and another historian, Caitlin Dyke, and I sat down with them first. And they sort of laid out the broad picture, but also said, hey, these are things that we haven't gotten to check into yet. Just, you know, if you wanted to do this or look at this. I also contacted Winitor, and I became a fellow there, a research fellow there, where I was able to use their library. They have a vast amount of information there about Newcastle County, objects, history, maps, you know, so I really was able to get the context from there. I used research databases that you can find online. Like there was a database of all the apprentice indentures in Delaware. And so I was able to look them up and see if we had any at Cooch's Bridge, and we found some. And then there were conversations with descendants of people who worked or were enslaved at Cooch's Bridge. You know, I got to speak to them and hear about what their family's take on the Cooch's, on that time at Cooch's Bridge were, and what their connection with Cooch's Bridge was, and where their families are now, you know, and the great things that are happening now, and how all that's a legacy that stems back to there. You know, the James family worked for the Cooch's for many generations, not just one or two, you know, and that family is still, you know, a family of pride-filled, hard-working African-Americans. You know, so it was great to get to talk to them, and we wrote pieces about them too.
Your piece is 11 movements, and I wonder, is there one particular story that you're telling, one particular person's life that you're putting into this music that really resonates with you?
You know, the one that resonates with me the most is Jesse. I really love Jesse's story. We don't know a ton about Jesse, but what we do know is Jesse was he was enslaved by the Cooches. He ran away twice. After he was caught the second time, he negotiated his own freedom. You know, so just thinking about like the fire inside of that belly to say, I know you caught me twice, but now we're going to figure out a way for me to be free. And that, you know, so to read his story was just so inspiring. And, you know, the lens I try to show these black bodies through isn't through their trauma, but through their humanity, who they were as people, you know? And, you know, we talk about a lot of the people that everybody I talk to, I talk about through that lens. You know, what was her smile like? The things that we can't that aren't documented, not that we couldn't, but aren't documented about black people in history. So for Jesse, you know, yes, he was enslaved. But man, the man ran away twice. And then he got back and said, look, what are we going to do about this? You know, so he's an inspired. He's one of my, you know, all the stories really inspired me. I actually had to cut off research and stop writing. I called Vince and I said, hey, I'm at an hour, but I have like three more movements. He says, I think an hour's enough. But I'm sure there'll be a second suite that comes out with some of these other stories.
Where can people hear some of this music?
So we actually just, tomorrow I'm going to the studio. We finished recording it on May. We're currently in the mixing process, and it should be released in the fall sometime.
Great.
So right now, you know, there's little snippets on YouTube if you look up Cooch's Bridge, the African American Presence. But we'll be doing an album release soon, and that'll be really magical. The album really captures the essence of each of these individuals and these stories.
And then finally, what do you hope people who hear this music will take away with them after they've heard it?
I hope that they'll look at history through a different lens. You know, we have all the facts that we look at, but sometimes we forget that, you know, these families that we talk about also put their kids to bed. They had kids that ran into the house muddy. You know, we forget that, you know, some of these bodies that we talk about, the trauma that was inflicted on them, also danced and laughed and joked, you know? And so I want people to ask those questions that can't be answered about these individuals, these bodies that we research. You know, man, imagine what could they have been like? Even though we don't know exactly, we don't have video from back then. You know, we know the Cooch slaves all got together on Saturday and danced. Was Samuel one of the ones that sat there and laughed and just sort of sat with his friends, or was he up dancing? You know, those are the questions I want people to ask.
Thanks to Delaware-born composer and percussionist Jonathan Whitney, the composer of Cooch's Bridge, The African-American Presence, and our Martin Matheny for joining us on Arts Playlist. You can learn more about Jonathan Whitney and his music at jwwmusic.com. And we wrap up The Green next with the latest episode of the Delaware Humanities podcast, People and Planet. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.